Hey, what's up? It's Walker.
It is. Hey.
Dude, hey. Will you guys?
Okay.
Will you guys please forgive me? I'm so sorry. I've lost track.
You are forgiven, Walker. We are. As a matter of fact, we are live on the air right now. So, what up, y'all? So we were talking about waiting for your call. We got into this discussion about running out of storage space on our phones because of too many videos and pictures of our kids.
Oh yeah.
Do you have the same problem?
Struggle was real, right?
Well, yeah. I would imagine. Yeah. I've got two kids. Well, four total, but two that we take pictures of. And then, at least currently, because they live in the house with us.
So the cute little girls.
We got the two little girls. So, and we've talked about this before. It's been a while since I talked to you, but And Jess has a 18-month-old baby girl.
Yeah.
So she's taking pictures of like every waking moment, and she's out of space on her phone. But I'm thinking, if you're Walker Hayes, you got a real problem because you've got like 12 kids or something, right? I mean, you got like seven kids.
Dude,
right?
we have six, but yeah. I mean, we should own like, I feel like we should own like a satellite or an actual cloud.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where all of it is over the past, but also, and you know this too, when your kids get the age where they can use your phone, then it gets crazy because they borrow your phone. And they don't realize when they hold that picture button, it takes 100, you know, of a bird outside or something. And so, but yeah, man, I mean, store it. I feel like wherever that is has to be filling up, you know,
there was a time, I'm sure you remember, where we didn't have to worry about this, man. Okay. Even when we originally had phones. We had digital cameras as a companion, not on our phone. That's the problem. Everything's in one now. We used to be able to take a roll of film down and get it like developed, and then we'd get an envelope filled with pictures. We can do whatever we want. We didn't have to worry about it, except you know, we just needed drawer space. That's it.
Yeah.
That was a fun day. I don't know about y'all, but that was a really fun day. When mom came home with pictures developed, my brothers and I would fight. You know, who got to look through them first.
Exactly.
And she would always get duplicates. I don't know why.
There was two
of every photo, you know?
I'm still looking through family photos, and it's doubles.
Yeah.
I just want to toss them.
You got to get the doubles. Because you get...
And they're precious, man. Wow. I mean, my dad died 2 years ago, and my mom walked us upstairs to, like, a photo album. My kids had a blast.
I bet.
I mean, it's like, you know, they had never just sat and opened up the plastic thing and, you know, looked at real photo, you know, and then like a Polaroid, they were like, what in the world is this?
So what is it going to be now? Like, what is my kid going to do? Like,
some sort of like online photo album, a TikTok video?
I feel like at some point there will be a chip in our forehead where you just like nod like that genie girl, and you just take a picture with your face, and it stores it somewhere, you know.
I'll tell you.
Or just immediately post on your social.
I hope not.
I'll tell you. Yeah,
not for me.
No woman would like that. That's for sure.
They
got to approve the photos before any of that happens. That's for sure. But no, you're right, man. I mean. Man, I think we're halfway through writing a song.
Well,
I think there's a photo album, a song.
You have to wonder.
Oh man,
you have to wonder what this is. How this affects society in the long run?
Yeah,
because we really are, man. Like nobody enjoys moments now. You have to get a picture, or you have to get a video of it, which is cool. You know that we have that memory. But I don't know about y'all. Do y'all look through all these photos that you take?
See,
ever?
That's what I was
just
asking.
When I'm going through to see which ones I need to delete.
See, my wife will sit there and just scroll.
Right.
She will go back and scroll through them all, and just like reminisce and sit there with the girls, and they're looking at pictures of themselves, which is weird. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? What are you laughing? Oh, it's a video from 2 years ago when one of our daughters did. I'm like. Okay. Oh, I don't know.
I know.
I don't know. Everything's a picture or a short clip or a TikTok video. Talk about your TikTok a little bit, man, because your TikTok game is insanely strong. And can I just tell you, dance goals? Like dad dance goals? Like you and your daughter.
He's above dad dancing. He's got better moves.
You are amazing, dude. Unbelievable.
You know, I'm lucky I have a daughter of 17. I really am. I truly do. I thank the Lord every day that my daughter still, she's not embarrassed to dance with me. And that is, I mean, dude, we have so much fun, and we've bonded over that. And then my sons and I, we've been doing the trick shot.
Yeah.
So really, man, for me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we have, content is easy at my house because basically my brand is just, hanging with my kids.
Yeah.
So, dude, it really is as fun as it looks. I mean, we're not a perfect family, and my daughter and I fight all the time. You know, she's 17,
yeah.
Trying to decide what she's going to do next. And we have the same battles every other family does.
Give us the age range, because you've got them from 17
down,
right?
I've got a 17-year-old daughter, and then I have a 16-year-old son named Chapel, a 14-year-old son named Baylor, a 12-year-old boy named Beckett, and then I have two girls. They're crazy. Loxley is 10, and Everly is 8, and they're just like a blur. They're like this little tornado that follows us around.
I got a couple of those. Which one's Gooey? Dude, you used to call her Gooey.
Gooey is Everly.
Okay.
And we call her that because she was like so squishy when she was a baby. And it kind of stuck. Yeah.
She was squishy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm picturing that.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So
man, they're insane. They're so much fun, man. We're gonna miss. We truly are. We're gonna miss these days. We're trying to soak up this last year, because Leela will be off and doing whatever she does. But it's good times, man. It's not easy, and there's never a dull moment.
Sure.
But we love it.
Well, we love the fact that you are going to be here at our Eastern Idaho State Fair. By the way, it's fantastic this year. Get used to saying that a lot, because they love it when you say
fantastic. Okay.
Fantastic. Okay. I mean, maybe write a song or something. Maybe do a fantastic dance.
It.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Fancy and fantastic. I mean, it could be part two. I don't know. But so a Friday night, you're going to be at the Eastern Idaho State Fair, Bank of Commerce Grandstand stage. We're looking forward to it. I don't think I've ever seen you for a full show. I think I've seen you do like a showcase or two back in the day, but I don't think I've seen you do a full show. What's a full show like for Walker Hayes?
For me personally, it's like, it's aerobic. I mean, I am drenched by the end of the show. I mean, I am a jumping bean, full throttle. We start the show with Y'all Life, and we do a little Country Grammar in there.
Uh-huh.
So it really sets the tone, and it's just wide open. And then, we have a little Craig moment where we go to church for a second and I share my testimony, which is really that's the whole reason I'm out there. But man, I mean, it is wide open, 100 miles an hour whole show. And I'm not tooting my horn. I'm tooting my crew's and my band's horn. We've got it down, man. I mean, we enjoy doing these shows. We put it all out there. And then I have four dancers. My daughter is one of those.
Oh, nice.
And they absolutely destroy it. I mean, when you get tired of watching me, there's other stuff, to focus on. But, man, we're having such a good time. And it's just, always the fans are, they have a lot to do with my concerts. I mean, they bring the energy. They sing with us. And we feed off of each other really well. And man, I just can't wait. That's the best, playing live shows, full band shows like that is the top. That's the best part of what I do.
That sounds like a fun show.